All right, at number four, and this I think is going to surprise some people, but go ahead and at me if you want to. I'm putting the Rams at number four. 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 I put the Rams at number four.
How in the world could Greedy put the Rams at number four? But I knew it. I knew I was going to go away for a little bit and things was going to go crazy around here. But it's all good because you saw what happened. Ty Gurley, he is going to break the records for touchdowns by a running back this year. Jared Goff is all over the place. Brandon Cook is going on crosses. Now Brandon Cook comes up, hits you back out to the post corner. This team is amazing. Did you see Aaron Donald? Did you see Aaron Donald? Do you know right now where he's living? In the backfield of the 49ers, slamming people, throwing people down, being a bully. He's an android. He's a robot. He is not from this world. And for Greeny, number four? I don't know. I'm going to date myself
yeah.
here, Greeny.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, right?
Sure.
Played in a great show, Quantum Leap.
Yes.
He was Sam Beckett. Do you know why he was Sam Beckett? Because he had to come back to put right what once went wrong. That's the only reason I'm here, Greeny. I'm here to tell you that they belong at number one from now until forever. If I'm not here, you know what? I'm not going to be here, Greeny. I feel so disrespected by what you did. I quit, Greeny. I'm never, ever, ever in life gonna get up again unless you come and apologize to me. I'm out.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter from Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Friday edition of Locked On Rams. You know what that means. Friday hype edition. Serena Morales back on the show today. Get hype, people. I am excited. Probably one of the most anticipated games of the year so far. Green Bay Packers are in town. Those stinking cheeseheads, Aaron Rodgers and his gimp knee limping into the Coliseum on Sunday. But you know what? Can never count that man out. And that's why we do this, folks. Locked On Rams, your host Bear Motter, 5 days a week, your team every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you can't tell, I've had my coffee today. I am jacked up. I am stoked for this game. Enough talk. Let's get to the action. Oh, well, actually, we got some more talk, so hang with me about another 25 minutes, and then we'll get to the action. Hope you guys had a great week. I appreciate everyone reaching out throughout the week and saying what's up, asking some questions, interacting with us on social media. Don't forget to go check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Locked On Rams, all accounts. My personal's LA_RamblingBear. We've got a giveaway that is live and taking off right now. Your chance to win 2 tickets to the Seahawks-Rams game on your boy, Bear, on my dime. No network dime, no sponsorship dime. A big thank you to all the listeners for growing this to an unbelievable rate that I didn't think was possible at the beginning of the year. We have doubled, tripled in numbers. Thanks to you guys. Keep sharing it. Keep subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Wherever podcasts are, I'll be there. Check out the new Locked On website if you do want to check out some other shows around the network. It's lockedonpodcast.com. We just released this brand new website. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. If you want to be an advertiser on the show, reach out to me. Hit me up on all those accounts I talked about. Shoot me a DM. Write me an email. lockedonrams@gmail.com. We'll get you on the show. We always got amazing advertisers to get you guys the best deals. Not only locally, but internationally. I know we've got some awesome people. We had some Shady Rays, people buying from all over. Continue to pull the trigger on those things. It helps us out a bunch. And we're trying to hook you guys up with great things. So if you got any ideas for me, let me know. If you can't tell already, I am hyped up 100 right now. I am jacked. I'm ready to go. Give me a helmet, coach. Put me in the game. But enough blabbling. Enough me ranting, rambling. Let's get to the good stuff. I got Serena Morales back. James Kroger filled in last week. Again, thank you, James. You did a great job. So let's get to that interview. This is a conversation I had earlier today, right before Serena walked in and talked with the guys in the locker room. Serena Morales, LA team reporter. Go check her out on Twitter, at Serena, and on Instagram, at Morales Morales. I guarantee you're going to love some of the content that's coming out. This girl's tons of fun, totally funny. She is our hype lady, and I love it. So with that said, until next time, Rams Nation,
peace.
Here's my conversation with Serena Morales. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Friday edition, hype edition. We are back to your regularly scheduled program. We got Serena Morales back with us. Serena, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm chilling. Sunny California, as most people are who are Rams fans out here. Yeah, waiting for practice to wrap up here. So it's a good day.
Awesome. It's always a good day when we have you on Locked On Rams, so we appreciate it. Guys, make sure to go give her a follow. Let's see if I get this right. It's Serena on Twitter and Morales Morales on Instagram, correct?
Indeed.
All right. Well, go give her a follow. It's a bunch of fun. I've been laughing the past couple of days with your coffee adventures into work and giving some traffic updates. It's been fun to give you a follow. So make sure to follow along. Serena's always entertaining throughout the week. And then when the Rams games kick in, you get a bunch of awesome Rams content. So hopefully we can figure out a coffee situation for you, because it looks like a struggle.
I know. I do drink a lot of coffee. So that is indeed. I know. I need a coffee sponsorship and a Sugarfish sponsorship working through the week with you, Bear.
All right. We're trying. I want to get to our Rams here. They are 7-0 and coming off back-to-back big road wins, not against the toughest teams, but a road win is still a tough thing to get in the NFL. Being back around these guys this week, can you start to feel this confidence picking up? And obviously with a team like Green Bay, is there any different mindset from this week compared to last?
You know, it's funny you say that, because even when you just introduced me, like, and you're like, how's everything going? Like, you would think I would go, yeah, the team's 7-0 and this is amazing and da-da-da. And it wasn't the first thing I said, because I think that's what's been so incredible about the way that these guys have handled everything. I mean, it's not like it's an ignored, like, oh, we feel great that we're 7-0, but they also realize that, like, each game has become sort of its own, you know, project that they need to work on each week. And that's like, they hone in on just that focus. Like, I don't think even guys are like aware of like, oh, and then the week after we have Seattle, or the week after we have right. this team. And like, it's not even that at all. It's like, okay, the focus is Aaron Rodgers and we need to like focus on Green Bay. We're going to be home. And you know, they've been traveling a lot. So I think it's more just like, yeah, it's great to be 7-0, but we're also like, this could change, you know? And I think so the focus of like, we just need to get things done is the tone. And it's awesome, because you know that like it can, you know, with the wrong sort of locker room mentality, you can lose it where you become overconfident.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that at all. Like I'm like around the team enough and I'm like, yeah, I didn't even start with 7-0 as like, oh, what a great talking point to feel good about. It's not that at all. And it's pretty impressive. And it's affecting me even as a team reporter. I'm
right.
Like, yeah, no, you know what? I didn't even realize that. So yeah, there's a fun, I mean, there's definitely like, it's a fun atmosphere, but it's not an overconfidence.
Right. And so we talked about obviously that mood that they've got going into this game and the way they've been all season. With the Packers coming in town, there's expectations of maybe 10,000 plus Packer fans. I know we released some more tickets through the Rams.com as they're opening up the gates a little bit more for some more people. Did they notice, obviously they're coming back home, but do they notice that type of stuff at the Coliseum, and like, and how does that really affect them?
So we're mentally prepared for it, just because we know like Packers fans travel well. Why wouldn't you want to come to California
right.
from being in the cold? So like, yeah, I mean, I've been to Green Bay and it's freezing all the time. So like, why wouldn't you want to be like, you know what? There's, you know, the number one team, like they're 7-0. Aaron Rodgers is our boy. Like, why wouldn't you fly for a nice weekend out to LA? So I think there is that, you know, we're aware of what is, you know, that there will be some Packers fans, but you know, there were a lot of Vikings fans too when we played at home on the Thursday night football. So
right.
I think it's more of the being aware of that kind of thing, but I don't think it's affecting. I mean, I'm excited to see all the rant. I mean, LA in general is going to have a ton of games. You've got game three of the World Series. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a race downtown that will take place. And then you have, there's a Clippers game and I believe a Kings game all happening. So we're all, I think, more worried about the traffic. You know, there's a bunch of Packers fans filling in the Coliseum. So, yeah. But I think it'll be exciting. I think overall Rams fans are super excited to see this team doing so well.
Well, hopefully that's the thing. The Green Bay Packers fans just aren't used to the traffic, so they get into the stadium late and they're there by like halftime and we're already got a big lead going and their crowd doesn't mean anything. I've been to Green Bay
there
as well. And the one positive about Green Bay is when you buy a beer in Green Bay, it stays cold as long as you want it to. And at the Coliseum, you're on the clock as soon as that thing's poured. That's probably the only benefit of seeing a game in Lambeau. It's a beautiful stadium out there, but I just thought I'd mention that as we're talking about why wouldn't you come to California. If you're listening and from Green Bay,
totally.
Drink your beer fast. It's not the same.
That's a good tidbit.
What we're going to do, we're going to step aside, get a break, get a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back, Friday Hype Edition with Serena Morales on the other side. All right, guys, before we get to our next segment, I want to talk to you about the coolest thing in movies in forever. We've all been to the movies, right? Cost a bunch of money. You go into this stuffy, crowded theater. Popcorn's $900. You may not even get a good movie. But we are changing the way movies are done, and I have got the spot for you. It is called Rooftop Cinema Club, and it has landed on a rooftop near you. Come watch the latest releases and cult classics under the beautiful sky, movies by moonlight, breathtaking views, delicious cocktails, I'm in, and food, double sold, and help us put the celebration back into the cinema. Screenings in Hollywood, downtown LA, San Diego, Houston, New York are on sale now at rooftopcinemaclub.com. Again, that's rooftopcinemaclub.com. And because they are fans of the show, they are hooking you guys up with an exclusive promo code that's LOCKEDON10. So make sure to visit the website, use the promo code. They'll also give you a full list of films and showtimes up there. You can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, at Rooftop Cinema Club, and on Twitter, at Rooftop Cinema for updates. They do a bunch of special nights, Q&As, photo ops. It's just a bunch of fun. It's really made the movie-going experience great again. So guys, go check them out. Tell me what movie you're going to see. I'm looking to go get my experience here in LA. Let me know what you think. Let me know what movie you're seeing. RooftopCinemaClub.com, promo code LOCKEDON. Believe me, they are changing the way you watch movies. So go check it out on a rooftop near you. All right, Rams Nation, I am your host, Bear Motter. Friday edition, hype edition, Serena Morales is back with us. James Kroger filled in last week, did a great job, but even he said, he goes, man, I feel weird being in this slot right now. I've got a lot to live up to, so we're excited to have you back, Serena. Todd Gurley is on a tear. I mean, he's not throwing up crazy yardage, which in a weird way, he's still number one in the NFL in yardage. He is only 24 years old, which blows my mind. J.B. Long put up a post today that said he's got 49 career touchdowns. Only five people have more before the age of 25. Todd Gurley turns 25 next August, so he's got plenty of time. Barry Sanders leads the way with 57 touchdowns before 25. So Todd Gurley only needs eight more. My question is getting to 57 the challenge, or is there a better chance to see him get to 60 this year? I mean, he is just on a tear.
Yeah, I don't see how we see him stopping anytime
right.
soon. I just think that it's this offense and how well it's being run, like, you know, and it's the O-line too, right? Like, and Gurley said it himself, like, I think the O-line, they're giving me the ability to run the ball so well. And so, like, I think it's really just a manifestation of this is the most complete, you know, five guys, you know, that we've ever had, like, as a team. Like, it's pretty much the continuity from last year of, you know, what we have. So, I mean, you know, there's a trust there. And, like, especially with your O-line, you want all the trust in the world because they're protecting you. So if this is what we're, you know, our play is, we're going to execute that and make sure that Gurley is safe to run through those spots. So I think there's one, you know, give the O-line, you know, all the credit because that, and then that's why you see Jared so comfortable in the slot all the time in the pocket. So I think it's all of those things. I don't see how we would see a slowing down of Gurley. He knows exactly what he's doing. He feels good. He looks healthy. He's joking with the guys all the time. So, I don't see how this is going to slow down. I mean, our offense is putting 30-plus points
right.
in the most games. So, like, I really do. And Gurley is you know, a big part of that. So, and when Gurley's, you know, had a quiet day with only one touchdown, you know, like it's Goff, you know, time to throw the ball to all the weapons that he has on, you know, with all of our wide receivers. So I don't see Gurley slowing down. It's been great to see this team. And again, like they all just get along so well, a healthy locker room and Gurley's healthy. So until he gets tired, and then it's like amazing because like Malcolm Brown is our number two and he's so good and consistent. And so I don't see this slowing down. And even if it did, like, he would still have a touchdown a game.
Right. I know that's like, wow. He's came off a little slow. They only had one touchdown. You're like, what? Oh my gosh. Fantasy owners are still really happy. You mentioned Malcolm Brown and I'm glad you did. Todd Gurley only had 15 carries when he had those three touchdowns last week. And we saw a lot more of Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown actually led the team in rushing last week. And it's actually his second time of the year leading the team in rushing. What does that do for Todd Gurley to be able to save his body a little bit and also to have, you know, kind of a 1-2 combo back there? Malcolm Brown's been big. You know, what does that mean for the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, right, it just opens up the possibility of even if, you know, our star player, you know, is tired or, you know, God forbid anything happened, like we're okay. And we put trust in the next guy to step up, right? Like you saw that with like someone like Josh Reynolds also on offense, like stepped up when we needed him to after, you know, we lost Cooper Kupp in a game or two. And so I think like it's really about comfort. I think it puts less pressure on Gurley to perform. And when you have less pressure, I mean, obviously we want like, you know, the home run hitters to come through and, you know, the bottom of the ninth inning when we need it.
Right.
But I also think like, if you can just enjoy the game and be happy, you're going to score those touchdowns anyway. So like against the 49ers, John Sullivan was like, watch out, here he goes. Like, and he said it while he's like blocking a defender and like, there goes Gurley. So, I mean, when you have those little moments like that to know like, oh, they're enjoying the game, like of its purity, like what a great time to be part of this team. So I think it just opens up less pressure on Gurley to perform and get, you know, like, again, let someone like Malcolm Brown shine. Cause you've asked me this before, like what's up with John Kelly? Like he's perfectly healthy. He's perfectly fine, but like, he's the best running back in, you know, the NFL. So, you know, the time will come, but I also think that it's great to have someone like Malcolm Brown being able to step into those positions when they need to be called, but it just puts less pressure on Gurley overall.
Yeah, it was good to see Malcolm Brown the last couple games really step it up and contribute, because it kind of shut people up like me that were asking about John Kelly, and we got so excited early on. But you said it, you know, we got a veteran guy in Malcolm Brown that knows the system. He's a good blocker. He does all the little things. He's a great, great player himself. So to see him get in there and actually perform and kind of shut people up like me, I was more than happy to see him do that. And you mentioned this in one of your first answers. You talked about the O-line, and I want to go one step further with Aaron Kromer. He's done such an amazing job this year. What is it that he's done to be able to get these guys to work together so well?
Right. I think it's just consistency and overall, you know, like I think it starts with like the leadership of like Sean McVay and instilling trust in, you know, his other coaches to execute what is needed to be done in a week by week basis and focusing their players on like, hey, this is what I need this week. And Aaron Kromer, another guy who's very like level headed. I think it's just, there's a trust with Sean McVay and having his coaches kind of do that. But also like, yeah, I think it really goes down to Aaron Kromer putting trust. I mean, he basically like said, this week, like Roger Saffold is like the unsung hero. Like he doesn't get enough credit, but like all those guys, I mean, you got Whitworth and Austin Blythe stepping up. And I mean, you know, someone like Jamon Brown, who hasn't even gotten a lot of playing time this year, but like when he steps in, it's like, you know, we have so much trust in all of our guys. And that's a great thing. Like Sully and all those guys are veterans, and you've got a nice mix of just complete trust. So like if one guy, like there's right, like if, isn't it the best thing when you have trust in the other person to perform well, then you can totally focus on yourself. And I think that's what it comes down to. And even Aaron Kromer instilling that trust with his guys to execute when they need to.
No, I totally agree with you. And I've got complete trust in Serena Morales every time she comes on Friday, and it makes my job a lot easier. So thank you so much.
There you go, right? It's a bad situation.
As we look at the Rams have been dealing with injuries a lot this season, but they're actually pretty healthy right now. Obviously, we've got some guys that are on IR that we've already know are injured. Cooper Kupp really is the big name right now that we're kind of waiting to come back. Sean McVay kind of said, you know, no need to really rush him back. Have you seen Cooper around much? Have you had a chance to talk to him? From all signs, it sounds like he's doing really good, probably anxious to get back. But how's Cooper doing?
Oh, he's doing so well. Like, he was out on the field today, like, you know, working his leg out there. I talked to Cooper, actually, and he, I mean, just the fact that, like, when he first got injured in that game, he told me, he was like, Serena, I thought it was, like, done. Like, I thought I was never going to be able to walk again.
Wow.
And so going from, like, the initial, like, scare of like, oh my gosh, this happened, to he's walking around fine, he's happy, there's a smile on his face, like he feels very confident that he's going to make it back. You know, like I Sean McVay said it today, like it's not likely that he will play on Sunday, but he's making huge strides and like he's walking around and he looks fine. And so he's going through, you know, just those drills with Reggie Scott and, you know, our training staff, so on the side. But, you know, he's in good spirits, and I think that's good to go from, oh my gosh, like I'm done, to I'm walking around, like there's a trajectory of like I'm going to be okay and I'm going to get back in pads soon. So I don't see why there would be a rush, because like, again, like our players are so smart, and you know, someone like Robert Woods who can, you know, fill in for him and hit that position while he, you know, Cooper gets the rest that he needs. Like there's no rush for him to come back, and we're just excited for him to heal. But he's good. Like he looks in really good spirits. Like, you know, he's got a smile on his face, and I think that's great. Like he's got positive vibes, you know, for him to move forward.
Yeah, he seems like that guy that just, it would take a lot to knock that guy off the mountain as far as mentality and positivity. So we're excited that we have him. We are super excited. Actually, that was probably one of my better predictions here on the podcast, was I called that we were going to draft him. I'm a big fan of Eastern Washington. I have some ties back there, and I'd watched him for a while. So really excited Cooper is a Ram, and hopefully we get him back healthy soon. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside, get our last commercial break, pay some bills, get a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back on the other side with Serena Morales. All right, Rams Nation, third and final segment, Locked On Rams Friday. Serena Morales is with us. Serena, I always like to throw you kind of an oddball, fun question. We've got Halloween coming up. I've been following along on Instagram, all the guys posting fun stuff. John Johnson is probably one of my favorite personalities on this team. That mic'd up of him that the Rams put out was just hilarious. I had to watch it about 500 times. He just cracks me up. He's such a relatable guy. I feel like I could just hang out and laugh with him. But he had put up that he's really excited about his Halloween costume. Have you any words? Have you heard anything going on, the guys, if anyone's dressing up? Have you heard anything about that yet?
You're hilarious. No, but I actually was going to ask him today, like, yo, what are you going to dress up as? I haven't, but he's dressed up, I know, in the past as ketchup, like a ketchup bottle, but as ketchup. Like, and yeah. I was just like, oh, I get it. I get the joke. So he's been a bottle of ketchup before. So I wouldn't put it past him that he will have some, you know, ridiculous costume come next week.
Well,
so,
I love it that we're on the same mindset here. I can't wait for you to ask him, because I'm dying. Once he put that up, I was like, oh, he's hilarious. What's he going to do? And then I guess it's like a follow-up as that. I just saw you tweet out Miles Morales equals Spider-Man. Are we going to have a little crossover? Are we going to have a little crossover costume, or is Miles going to be a little stubborn with you?
Well, he probably will be stubborn with me, but it's fine. I didn't even realize that the new animated Spider-Man is, his name is Miles Morales. I was like, what? And I was like, Miles, we could be Spider-Man. This could be amazing.
You guys could be that meme, I mean, where you're pointing at each other.
We could just point, because when the camera's on Miles, he just has this reason to like point at the camera. So
I saw that.
Yeah, he could point, and I will just like, I'll just do whatever else will help make Miles look amazing. But yeah, maybe we should just both dress up as Spider-Man one day.
Please do.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was once Troy Polamalu, like in the past. Like I've dabbled in the sports realm of costumes before, because I just wanted to tackle people.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be good for me. But
I'm gonna need to see like a throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday on that one. You as Troy Polamalu sounds pretty hilarious.
Yeah. got the hair. I got a lot of hair. I thought I could make it work. I ended up wearing a wig.
Well, so yeah, I just want to throw that in. We're getting close to Halloween. I thought that'd be a fun one. And then I guess as we kind of turn the page here, it's Packers week. We do this every week. We talk about predictions and covering the spread. MyBookie.ag has it as a 9-point spread. It's the largest spread Aaron Rodgers has seen in his career. Talk to me about your thoughts on how this game's going to play out and if the Rams will cover that spread.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm assuming this is going to go, like, to the end. Like, this is going to be one of those nail biters. I never, ever, ever, ever doubt Aaron Rodgers, and I never, never, ever, ever doubt Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. So,
right.
Like, yeah, the Mike McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers combo and the Belichick and Brady combo, never doubt them. So I assume this game is going to be very close. I think, you know, I think really, like, I'm hoping that, you know, the saying, you don't know where you're going to, you know where you've been. I'm
yeah.
hoping that applies for Aaron Donald. And because he sacked C.J. Beathard 4 times in the game against the 49ers, I'm hoping he now knows, like, that's where you need to be. Go to the backfield there, like, and find Aaron Rodgers. Because the problem is Aaron Rodgers is so good that when, even under pressure, he, you know, finds time and he makes accurate throws. And so we really need to, like, put pressure on that guy. And you know, it'll end up coming down to the secondary, too. Like, if he makes that throw, like, will they be there? So I think it'll be a combo of it'll be both ways. Like, I think that also Jared will have to just perform, and the offense will need to, you know, get as many points as they can, knowing that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is just going to be a tough guy to defend overall. I'm thinking this is going to be a very close game. I don't know, a 9-point. I will never. It's not that I lack confidence with this Rams team. It's just that I will never not believe in Aaron Rodgers. Especially watching that 49er game with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Like, I was like, oh, you're gonna score right now. Like, that's it. And they made it work. So I don't know if they cover the spread. Like, I would. I just don't. It's gonna be close. It'll be like a 3-point game.
I'm with you. I had Vinny Bonsignore on yesterday, and he said they were going to cover the spread, and he built a really good case. So if
Ooh.
You need some more confidence, go talk to him. He almost sold me on switching over what I thought. But I'm with you. Aaron Rodgers is just one of those guys that even if you're up 17, 20 points, you're never really safe with that lead. I think he's almost going to ruin it. Like, we'll win the game, but I think he's going to ruin the spread late with some,
He's,
you know, last-minute touchdown that, you know, and they're going to try to onside kick, and it's not going to work. But, yeah, maybe we can tell John Johnson that he should be Flash for Halloween, and he can just be running around out there in the secondary picking off Aaron Rodgers like crazy on Sunday. That would be super helpful.
I told John Johnson he needs to get a pick six. I was like, hey, this is your chance to get a pick six so we can do an on-field interview. Like, so get after it. I also told that to Sam Shields. So I'm literally just telling all of the DBs, like, hey, get your pick six, and then we get on-field interview post-game. Like, that automatically, if you get a pick six on Aaron Rodgers, you automatically get an on-field interview with me, right? So, like, you know, I spoke to Sam Shields yesterday about leading up to the game, and I was like, okay, so – you got a lot of respect for this guy, but you're gonna pick him off, and he's like, "Yep, it's gonna happen." So I was like, "All right, well then it's gonna happen."
I love it. Whatever you got to do, whatever you got to dangle in front of him to get that on-field interview. I mean, if that's what it takes, I'm with you. We support that.
Sure, there are better things that they get out of it, but I'm gonna just do what I can.
And you know what? I love it. Sam Shields, this return game, I'm sure it's going to be really special for him. And so I hope that he gets an opportunity to go out there and make some plays. And same with John Johnson, because if everyone else starts getting interceptions, we see that he gets pretty jealous and he wants his. So that might be his best motivation too. So, well, I know you got some stuff to do. You're going to go in there and talk to the guys, maybe figure out some more details on John Johnson's Halloween costume for us and work with Miles on your Spider-Man combo outfit for Halloween. But we appreciate you back on the show this Friday. We had a bunch of fun. We're excited to follow your coverage throughout the week, guys. Remember, it's Serena on Twitter, Morales on Instagram. Go give her a follow. Great Rams content. And have fun at the game, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bear. Appreciate it.